Good morning, everyone. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. So this was a verse that we thought about a month ago when I last spoke. And it's a very important verse for the meaning of the Bible. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. God said to Abraham, you're to leave your family and you're to go to a place that I will show you. God didn't tell him where to go first of all. And he started out and he came to the land of Canaan, which is modern Israel. And God said to him, this is the place. I'll give you this place to your descendants. So Abraham showed great faith and trust. He was obeying God, and God was blessing him. And of course, God said, I will bless you, and I will make you a great nation, and I'll bless the whole world through you and through Jesus. But then, when everything seemed to be going so well, Abraham did something that was quite different and wrong. So let's read about that in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, from verse 10 to
20.
那妇人就被带进法老的宫去，法老依着妇人就厚待亚伯兰。 亚伯兰得了许多牛羊、骆驼、公驴、母驴、奴婢。耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故，降大灾与法老和他的全家。法老就招揽亚伯兰来说：“你这向我做的是什么事呢？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？为什么说她是你的妹子？”
以致我把她娶来要做我的妻子。现在你的妻子在这里，可以带她走吧。于是法老吩咐人将亚伯兰和他的妻子并他所有的都送走了。
It's not a good story, is it? Abraham was like you and me. Sometimes he was doing well in his life before God. And then suddenly he does something which is wrong and hurts other people and dishonors God. That's true for many of us. We seem to be doing so well and then, woof, we fall down. And we feel weak and ashamed. In English, we say pride comes before a fall. The Bible says, watch carefully so that you do not fall. And it's when we feel everything's going real well that suddenly we are likely to fail. Why does that happen? Because when we feel we are doing well, we start trusting in ourselves. Instead of really looking to God and asking for His direction. Do you remember the verse from Galatians chapter 2 verse 20? I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ, Jesus, lives in me, and the life I now live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's something we need to remind ourselves of every day. Like Abraham, we are both good and bad. Now, Abraham had been doing so well the way he obeyed God and traveled this great distance over to Canaan. So we might have expected God to make life easy for him. But there was a famine. So Abraham went further south from Israel into Egypt. The Bible doesn't say it was wrong to go down to Egypt. But he sinned because of the way he acted there. He was afraid. He asked his wife to lie. say that you are my sister.
他对他的妻子说，你说，你对别人说，你是我的妹妹。
Now, actually, Sarah was actually a half-sister of Abraham.
从血缘上来讲，萨拉的确是他的一个妹妹。
But that wasn't the whole truth.
但是不是完全的真相。
They were trying to hide the fact that she was his wife.
他们想用这个来隐瞒的事实，就是萨拉其实是他的妻子。
So first of all, Abraham lied.
首先，亚伯罕因着惧怕而选择了谎言。
And then Abraham was fearful and he was selfish.
因着惧怕，第二点，亚伯罕因着惧怕。
Probably fear is something that we all sometimes struggle with.
我想可能对我们大多数人来说，惧怕是我们在很多时候感到非常焦躁的事情。
Have you ever been scared to own the fact that you are a Christian?
你们有没有因为你是基督徒而感到惧怕？
Have you ever avoided speaking about Jesus? I think we all do sometimes. So fear is often a reason behind why we sin. And why we don't show the faith and trust in God that we should.
惧怕使我们无法去信靠和顺服上帝。
The Bible says, God has not given you a spirit of fear or timidness.
圣灵告诉我们，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
But of love and a sound mind.
那是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
And the Bible also says, perfect fear casts out.Try again. Perfect love casts out fear.
对，这卷圣经也告诉我们，爱里没有惧怕。
Fear like that kind of fear is the work of the devil.
惧怕是来自于撒旦的东西。
And if our love for God and our trust in God is strong enough, we will not be fearful.
如果我们真正的信靠神，爱神。我们心里虽然没有惧怕。
And we will have the courage to stand up and own that we are Christians, just as we were singing earlier.
我们因着在对神的爱，我们会在世人面前做出我们信仰的见证，就像刚才我们敬拜歌曲所宣告的那样。
So Abraham was fearful instead of trusting God.
在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕他因着惧怕而不是因着爱神。
And he was also selfish. Please tell them, you are my sister. He was worried about what was going to happen to him. They might kill me. But he doesn't seem to have been at all worried about what happened to his wife.
但是他好像根本并不那么关心他的妻子会遭遇什么样的后果。
And he did nothing to protect her.
他没有为他的妻子去保护他。
We need to ask ourselves,
我们真的需要扪心自问。
Does our behavior come from fear or from faith and trust in God?
我们的所作所为是因为我们里面的惧怕，还是我们对神的信仰。
And do we primarily think about ourselves, or do we think about others first?
当我们做一件事情时，我们首先是想到自己，还是在为别人着想？
For instance, if we primarily think of others first, our spouse, our children, the people around us, the people we work with.
如果我们在做事情的时候，我们首先的想到的是我们的身边的人，我们的家人，我们的朋友。
Then our families will be healthy, good, strong.
让我们的家人能够变得更加越来越有爱和幸福。
But all too often we can be just thinking about what we want.
但是在大多数时候，我们经常想的是我想要什么。
In our families, we need to train our children to think of others and serve others first.
作为父母，我们也需要训练我们的孩子，让他们要想到别人，但是同时想到自己。
And to do that, we have to give them the example.
为了让他们知道怎样去做，我们做父母的首先要在他们面前行事为人有榜样。
Learning to think of others first is one of the important ways in which we can grow to become like, more like Jesus.
为他人着想是我们属灵生命不断成长的必经的历程。
So, selfishness is sinful and the result is all kinds of trouble and sorrow.
自我中心是犯罪的严重标志，会导致各种各样不好的事情。
Now, when Abraham got to Egypt, the king was told how beautiful his wife was.
当亚伯兰到了埃及的法老，他身边的人告诉他，亚伯兰的妻子是如何的漂亮，美若天仙。
And she was taken into the king's harem.
然后他们把撒来带到法老面前，带进了王宫。
And the king also gave Abraham gifts of cattle and so on.
然后因着法老对撒拉的喜爱，他也赏赐给了亚伯拉罕很多的牛羊和牲畜。
So when Abraham sinned like that, did God just cut him off and push him out?
当亚伯罕这样犯罪的时候，上帝是否就把他完全除灭了，把他驱逐出去？
No, God doesn't just push us away if we sin.
上帝并没有因着亚伯罕如此悖逆而把他驱逐。
But verse 17 says the king, the Lord sent terrible diseases on the king and the people in the palace.
如果我们看十二章十七节，他说耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故，降大灾与法老和他的全家。
So it was Abraham who sinned.
大家记住，犯罪的是亚伯拉罕。
But it was the king and his people in the palace who suffered.
但是遭灾的是法老。
Our sin affects other people.
我们犯罪绝对会影响周围。
And that may be our family,
也许是我们的家人，
people around us, and so on.
是我们周围的。
So the king and his people were ill.
法老和他王宫里的人都得了灾病。
And obviously he realized that this was because of Abram and Sarai.
也许他们意识到，这是因为他们对亚伯兰和撒拉所做的事情。
So the king released Sarai.
于是法老释放撒拉。
And told them to go, get out of my country.
然后对亚伯兰说，离开我，去。
And he told his soldiers,to make sure it happened.
他要求他王宫的侍卫确保他们完全离开了他的禁地。
I think it's a bit like if you or I were told by the New Zealand government, get out of the country.
就像你和我，如果我们做错了一件很大的事情，我们被这个政府驱逐出境。
And they chained us to an armed guard to, when we got on the plane to make sure we didn't cause any trouble.
会叫保安 都叫警察跟我们坐在一起上飞机，确保我们真的离开。
It must have been very, very embarrassing.
这是一件非常非常羞耻的事情。
But it was also dishonoring to God.
非常羞耻，他的所作所为大大的使上帝蒙羞。
Many of the things we do, the sins we do, may not be known by other people.
很多事情我们的犯罪并不是因为别人引起。
But many of our sins mean that other people, that God is dishonored by our conduct.
但是很多人会因着我们的罪行而蒙羞。
Another aspect of this story.
这个故事的另外一方面，让我们看看。
Is that Abraham and Sarah were following the way society thought and lived.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉的所作所为是他们是根据这个社会的公认的文化在行。
It was okay to have many wives if you had enough money.
当时的社会说，你如果有钱，你可以去。你想娶多少妻子都可以。
And plenty of people did that.
然后大家都是这样去做。
But we as Abraham were called to have minds changed and transformed by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们的心意要在圣灵更新而变化。
So that we can know God's ways.
我们要知道上帝的旨意是什么。
And not just follow the pattern of society all around us.
我们不应该对这社会的文化和潮流牵引。
There are many aspects of our society that are against God's word and God's ways.
这个社会的文化在如此多的方面是违背上帝。
And so we need to be on our guard constantly.
所以我们需要警醒。
So that we don't just start acting like everybody else around us.
我们不能跟着身边的人他们的行为去做。
Being a Christian in our society is not easy.
在如今这个社会。作为一个基督徒，绝对不是一件容易的事情。
God calls us to be different.
上帝要我们分别为圣。
And He calls us to set high standards and live at high standards, following His will.
上帝给了我们一个标准，是要我们去遵循。
So don't be molded into the way society thinks.
千万不要被这个社会给同化。
And that's one reason why we should meet together every week.
这是为什么我们基督徒我们要聚在这里，我们要敬拜，不能停止敬拜。
So that we can encourage others and make sure encourage each other.
所以我们在敬拜聚会当中，我们彼此劝勉，互相勉励。
And make sure we don't just drift.Into doing things the way everyone else does.
确保我们不会被这个社会的潮流牵引开去。
Now the Bible tells us what Abraham did so that we can be warned and learn.
上帝赐给我们这段亚伯拉罕的圣经，见证是让我们知道我们要从这里吸取教训。
We need to realize the seriousness.Of sin.
我们必须认真的去思考罪所带来的严重的后果。
Sadly, our thoughts and behavior and words can quickly turn away from God.
真的是很可悲的，我们言行举止是会如此很快违背上帝。
But although we fall,
即使我们堕落，我们背离
，God never.Fails us.
上帝的爱从来没有改变。
He doesn't reject us straight away.
不是马上把我们弃绝。
He accepts us because of our faith not because of our deeds. But if when we realize our sin, we need to confess it and know that God forgives us. As I said before, we need to be renewed and transformed in our thinking and behavior. I think the Christian life is rather like, well, first of all, what it's not like. Being a Christian is not like being a mushroom. Overnight, mushroom comes up out of the ground. And if we don't grab it, very quickly it will die off. We are not to be mushrooms as Christians, but we are to be like great trees. Great trees grow often quite slowly, but year after year after year they keep growing. They get taller and of course rounder. And I think the Bible uses that as a picture of how we are in the Christian life. Yes, we may fail. We do sin. But God is ready to forgive us. And help us to keep growing like a great tree. So to summarize, Abraham shows us that sin often comes from our fear. And that is the work of the devil. We are to trust God, and faith prevents fear. We are to be transformed from being selfish to serving others. And we are to live to God's standards, not the standards of the world. And that is the only way to honor God. And when we do sin, which is far more than we normally recognize, we are to hurry and confess our sin. So I trust we can all grow in the Christian life like a great tree. So I'd like to finish by asking you to read from Proverbs chapter 3.
请大家一起翻开箴言书三章。
Proverbs comes after Psalms.
在诗篇的后面就是箴言三篇。
Proverbs chapter 3, read together verses 5 to 8.
我们一起来读这段非常好的一段经文，三章五到八节，你可以把它背下。好，箴言书三章五到八节，我们翻到了，我们一起看看哪。
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事，就便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word.
神啊，我感谢你是宝贵的话语。
Help us to trust in you with all our heart.
神啊，帮助全心全意来信靠。
And not to lean on our own understanding.
神啊，让我不要依靠自己。
May your Holy Spirit transform our hearts and minds day by day. So that we live according to your will and purpose. We confess that we are sinful.And we thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus. So that we can come to you in Jesus' name.
So we can come to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.